All right, we've got the talented Benny Williams on the program. Benny, what's happening?
Nothing much, Sean.
You know, the first time that I met with you and I met with your dad, I took a nice walk with your dad, walked around campus, then I came over and saw you, and your legs were like tree trunks.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, Christmas. This dude is like explosive. You do a lot of squats. I mean, what's the workout like, weight workout, stuff like that for you? Or are you just naturally, you know, a little bit of a freak of nature?
Yeah, I mean, lower body, I'll just say I'm a freak of nature, but upper body I work a lot on. I really just naturally bouncy, just like my dad. When he was younger, he didn't do any weights or anything to get his bounce. And every time I see somebody from back home, they always say, yeah, I'm more bouncy than me, so.
Well, man, talking about being explosive and off the bounce and hops and all that kind of stuff. You got your dad, though, by like 5 inches, don't you? Four?
Maybe like three. He's like 6'6". I'm like 6'9".
I thought you had a little bit more than that. I thought your dad was 6'5". So he's 6'6".
Yeah, like 6'6".
Big man, 6'6". And smart man.
Smart man, for sure.
Accountant, knows his stuff. One of the most out of like parents and that I work with, your dad's one of my favorites and Garrett Schrader's parents. Your dad mentoring you and all that he does for you, that relationship, how important is that for you?
I mean, it's very important. Everything I do on a daily basis, I look back to my father. I mean, I wouldn't be in this position without him. So anything I do, I like give back to him and my mom for sure.
You know, you met our boy Leo Eisner the other day and did some nice work with 315 Foundation.
Oh, yes.
So what was that event like? What was it for? What did you learn? Kind of give me the lowdown of what you did the other night.
I mean, basically me and Cy, we're there watching performances, and I haven't had an opportunity to do something like that since I was a kid, so it was a really good opportunity just to get out the house. Was all we do at the practice is just sit around and play video games and stuff like that. So it was really good to do something different and just give those kids the opportunity to showcase their talent.
Yeah, yeah, and to see something like that. And I love how you mentioned that you actually got to sit back, you know, watch the performances, enjoy the performances. You got to do some work for 315 Foundation. Corey, I know, was out there, our super intern, so he had a chance to interview you, meet you, and kind of keep an eye on everything for us. He was kind of our, you know, helping us make sure that things are organized and Leo was getting what he was going to get. Out of something like that, an event when you go to and you're doing charitable work, when you walk into something that's different, how did it make you feel? Like, how did it overall make you feel kind of being there and seeing it all?
I mean, when I first walked in, I thought it was just like a dinner at first. So, then Leo told us that kids from the area were going to be showcasing their talent, and it's a yearly thing they do, and I definitely want to go back, and I talked to them about it, going back if they ever do it again, and me and Zyra were really interested, and it was really a great time.
So, obviously, you and I were talking off the air for a second. People like to talk. The community likes to talk. Everybody likes to come up with these stories, make a bunch of stuff up. Oh, what happened to Benny Williams? Is he doing this? Oh, my gosh. You know, it's as simple as, and I want you to mention this, it's as simple as, listen, you get frustrated sometimes, you're looking for to play, you want to play hard, you get a little down, you want to work hard. I mean, that's the extent of it. Do you get frustrated with all the rumors that bounce around?
No, I don't really pay much attention to it. Everything I have to focus on is within my team circle. The media is going to say what they're going to say, regardless of if it's true or not, so. That's what they're supposed to do. So,
what would you say?
Focus on.
What would you say to the fan base? What would you say to everybody out there?
Everybody's worried about my mental health, but I'm completely fine and just looking forward to finishing the season off strong and making a big push to make the tournament, make a run in the tournament, especially.
It's funny how you laugh about that because it is such a joke. Yeah. Like here you are,
but I'm good. Like I'm straight.
Well, not just that, but also just the fact that people get frustrated. You want more playing time. That's because you're a competitor.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So, what is Coach talking about when it comes to making a push, getting there? What has to happen with this team? What's your guy's job right now? Give it to me.
I mean, defensively, I think we've been really good. As long as we keep that up, Justin has came in and gave us great minutes. Malik is great defensively, great rebounder. Chris is rebounding better than he has all season, and he's even said that. So everybody's making a good push defensively and offensively. If we just run our sets and get the ball to Jesse and make plays out of the post and make plays when he doubles us, the sky's the limit for us, honestly.
You know, you developed your perimeter game, and you saw that a lot of the, you know, midway and earlier through the beginning of the season. What has helped you so much with that perimeter game and hitting the outside jumper, the 15-footer?
Just a lot of extra work on the outside. Ball handling, shooting. I focused a lot on my shooting this summer and focused on it all year continuing to now. So just those two things really helped my outside game improve from last year.
Who did you train with? Any particular trainer?
Yeah, Darren McClinton out of Maryland. I've been training with him for about 3 years now.
And you played against some pros, didn't you, over the summer? Or obviously some
yeah,
other.
Who yeah, some for sure.
Who were some of the guys you played against?
Jeremy Grant, probably the best guy. Eric Green, probably the best scorer I've ever seen, like, in that gym. Xavier Johnson from Indiana. Hunter Dickinson from Michigan. Doug McDaniel from Michigan. Trevor Kills, New York Knicks. Like, just players in the gym all the time. Angel Reese from LSU Women's Basketball works with them and trains with them, too.
What makes Eric Green such a dangerous scorer? Like in his game, when you're watching his game and you're seeing every part of it being able to develop, or just he can score anywhere. What makes him so dangerous?
Because he's so quick and fast, and he can shoot from any angle. So he uses angles and positioning well, and he just attacks your feet. He just looks at your feet and attacks your feet, and he's hard to stop. Honestly, he's really hard to stop.
Jeremy Grant, you mentioned. I know you look up to him. I know you've spent a lot of time with Jeremy Grant, and you know, his dad would come to campus or when he was here and spend some time and talk with the coaches. You saw him in 1 year absolutely explode, and then you see another, like talking about somebody that can jump in talent level year to year. Jeremy Grant did that. It was almost as if each year he was that much better.
Yeah, I've seen him get better since high school. I mean, high school he was just a lob, dunker, rebounder, do all the little things. And then he transformed his game at Syracuse. Early morning workouts were red, just working on his jumper. And we see him now. I mean, averaging 20-plus points, the starter on a playoff team.
Talk about the stage. And when I say talk about, you're in the Carrier Dome, or not the Carrier Dome anymore, JMA Wireless Dome, which is awesome. So you're in the JMA Wireless Dome. There's nothing that compares in college basketball. And I've traveled with the team and been all over the place, Georgetown, or Miami, wherever it might be. In fact, some of those campuses, you go there, you know, like Florida for you guys the other day, there's more Syracuse fans than there are Florida fans.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The overall fan base here, the excitement, the fans, mention it, like explain it to me, the feeling that you have when you walk on the court and you're playing in front of all these people.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a dream come true. I've been looking forward to playing at Syracuse since I was a kid, and especially seeing Jeremy come here, I wanted to come even more. So, I mean, anytime I get to put on a Syracuse jersey with my last name on the back, I mean, it's an honor. So, and then the fan base, you can't say enough about it. I mean, anytime we're making a little run, you can hear them for sure. You see Joe hyping up the crowd. He gets you going. It gets everybody going.
Jeremy Grant, did he sell you or help you with picking Syracuse and why you should come to Syracuse?
No, he didn't really talk to me about, like, coming here during the recruitment process. I mean, I just watched his film, see what he did here. And obviously I watched games back then. So yeah, a little good memory on that. So that helped a little bit.
So here you are in Syracuse, you're doing your thing. Aspirations, what do you need to do to take your game to the next part now? So you developed the perimeter jumper. What development stages do we see next?
I mean, obviously I've become a better shooter, but guys are going to start running at me. I need to start putting the ball on the floor, being able to get to the basket, get to the free throw line. Just create more scoring opportunities for myself, but also focus on our rebounding and defense and getting back on defense also.
Benny, I'll tell you this, and people didn't realize, I mean, this is the type of game where guys can dribble, shoot, rebound, penetrate, perimeter game, three-point game, all of that. 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot, it doesn't matter. And I've watched you in the open court in practice, the way that you're able to handle the ball. That's something that people do not see. You don't see a lot of you handling the ball. You have an amazing handle. How did you develop that?
I mean, I was typically either a point guard growing up, and then I transformed into like a shooting guard, small forward. So I've always had guard skills. I just kept those guard skills when I had my growth spurt in 10th grade. So I've always had them, just not able to show them so much with how our offenses ran and stuff like that. But, I've always had them.
Well, you can handle that. All right, back to the basket. Some of the post-up moves, is that something, too, that, you know, you're like, hey, I gotta bring some of that out?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely going to work a lot on back to the basket stuff from now on. Even facing up, ripping right away, just trying to get to the foul line more. I don't get to the foul line enough, I don't think.
All right, studies. What are you studying? What are you doing in school? What do you want to be?
I don't have a major right now, but I'm looking to go into fashion. Going to set up a meeting for that and just trying to start a clothing brand in the future. Don't know really where to start yet.
So you like that stuff, and obviously you can see it too, between the flair that you have, hairstyles, sneaks that you wear. You can tell that you have that fashion piece. And the school, offers that. Have you networked at all with any designers or tried to, you know, get in with anybody for, like, an internship?
No, I literally just, like, sent out emails yesterday, so I'm waiting for them to get back to me on that.
I love it. Can't wait. All right, what's next? You got the weekend off. What's happening this weekend?
Practice. We got practice today, tomorrow, Monday, and then game Tuesday. So just looking forward to being NC State top 25 team. It'll be a really good win for us. And then we got Duke on Saturday.
How big were that? Aren't they like 6 right now or something? Is that what NC State is?
Yeah.
Something big.
They're good. They're really good.
It'll be a gigantic win. Well, I can't wait because Coach Boeheim, legendary, the man. Love Coach. I've watched so many amazing things that he's done for us here in this community. All of the wins that he's brought. I mean, everything that Coach has done with you guys. And hope and see that you're going to finish this thing strong, get the rest of these wins, and we see some big things. And you guys have really done a nice job here in the postseason.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. We're looking forward to making a big run into the ACC tournament.
Love it. Thanks, Benny.
All right. Thank you.